Hello, hello.
Hello. So you went to the beach or something?
Yeah, I went to every year sessions by the sea.
Uh-huh.
It's a big event that I go to. They have meetings and hang out. And last year I wasn't able to go because of COVID. They didn't have it, but this year they did. So I went. Had a good time.
Uh-huh.
Jai Guru.
Jai Guruji.
You go in the water?
No, I did not. Actually, they had in Ocean City like a warning most of the days that you couldn't go in because of the riptides from Larry.
Oh.
So they wouldn't. The last day or two, they did allow people to go in. A couple of my friends went in, but
yeah.
I didn't. I just kind of sat on the shore and soaked in the sun and enjoyed myself.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of eating.
Uh-huh.
A big thing. Every time we go to Ocean City, it's like, okay, let's have breakfast. Okay, then let's have lunch. Okay, now let's make plans for dinner. Okay, now we're having dinner. So it's, yeah, pretty much a nonstop eating fest. And then you have ice cream in between those. And so that's the beach.
But none of it's any good.
It was really good, actually. It was, you know, we had a great time. It was really good.
So. Well, I was thinking in terms of the teaching. There's only one thing that's good.
Well, see, that's the thing. Once you know yourself in a real sense, you go about and enjoy your life. Enjoy yourself. You know, you're not seeking anything from outside. These things are just spontaneously occurring in the moment, and you're just kind of going along. As a matter of fact, most of the people that I'm with, when it comes to decisions on what to do and where to go, I very much enjoy just kind of going along with whatever is happening. You have a better time that way than if you sit there and you say, oh, I would like it to go this way, and then it doesn't go this way. And then instead of having a good time, you're sitting there bothered by the fact that you wished it would have gone another way. This is not good. You remain formless. Then inform in the moment. You know, whatever... You use this body form in whatever way is needed in the moment and have no opinions or desires or purpose or anything. You're just free.
Yeah. I suppose this teaching is less attractive to control freaks, I would presume.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you're to control something, you have to add the ideal of a someone. And if you have the idea of a someone, Master says, well, that's not true. And you just need to use meditation, use bhajan, listen to the teachings. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain body. Where's this someone you're speaking about? If you are not body, how would you identify yourself as someone that desires something? You're nothing.
But then again, it just occurred to me, I do know some some control freaks that are attracted to thinking they can know what the teachings are or whatever, you know.
Well, again, understand that there's no individuality. It's the one presence kind of seeing and experiencing through this body form. And then the conditioning of whatever this body form has had on it, the little story that was imprinted, that the formless presence starts to believe that I am something else. I am someone. Then this is not true and just needs erasing. And how do you erase this false idea? Meditation, bhajan, remaining with your selfless self. Just I. And seemingly, the best thing for you is to see that when you completely let go, like a leaf blowing in the wind, that's the most joy you're going to have when you're not there. When you're not planting a flag and saying, I'm here and it must be this way and I want it to go that way. And what if it happens that way? Because this is not true. It's all an illusion. So to sit there and try to desire an outcome, how can there be an outcome that you can create or make? You're formless. So this concept you have about yourself desires an outcome that cannot be. And then when it seemingly happens your way, you say, aha, I did it. And when it doesn't, then usually you point to, quote, another and say, ah, it's because of them that I didn't get my way. It's all just a game.
Any suggestion for Bhajan?
Bhajan, yeah. If you go to the website, Ramakant Maharaj USA, yeah. There are many Bhajans there. Particularly, when I listen to the morning, I listen to the Kakadarate from Guru Pranima 2018. I listen to that every morning. And then in the afternoon, I like to go to the YouTube and have to see actually the ashram and Maharaj singing and everyone there in the ashram. So I go to YouTube for the afternoon bhajan.
You just click YouTube Ramamaka?
Yes. Well, you can, let me see if we can put the link in the chat here. And I'll show you exactly the one I do. This is the one. Every day at lunch.
You mean at 12?
Yeah, well, I eat a lunch around 11 and 11:30. But okay. Yes.
And that's live directly from there? Because they
no,
are...
It's not live. This is a recording of Ramakant Maharaj in Ranjit Ashram. I don't know what year it is. Let's see, because it says it. I just put the link in the chat so you can go and take a look.
Okay.
It's Morning Bhajan, October 23rd, 2017. And I like it because it immerses you in the ashram. While I'm having lunch, I sit there in my computer and I observe the bhajans being sung in the ashram.
Okay. That's the links on YouTube. And the other one you told is 2018.
Yeah, Guru Pranima 2018. Pranima. That one I like. It starts out because there's a video of it too, but it's you know, Jai Guru, Jai Jai Guru, Jai Guru. And in the video, Maharaj is walking into the ashram.
Okay.
But the music without the video is very nice because it goes all the way through and then starts the morning bhajan and goes then straight into the Shibo hum and then it ends. And I like that very much. I like it too because it has the drums in it, you know, and all the instrumentals. So, and I listen to that in the morning, kind of while I'm doing some readings. I'll read a little bit from Ultimate Truth. I'll read from some other different various daily readings. Be listening to the bhajans, and then that's how my morning starts. And then for lunchtime, like I said, I play that video that I put the link in, and I very much enjoy, you know, seeing Maharaj there, and he's singing, and everybody's singing behind him, and it's just a nice experience.
Just try to get YouTube watch. Okay, that's the one.
Did it work?
I get it.
You got it? Okay.
I just want to test it, I'm sure.
Yeah, good.
Oh, doesn't. Yes, morning bhajan, October 23rd. Okay.
Yep. Very and then I just bookmarked that. So yeah, every
that's
day
what I'm going to do.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
Sorry about that. I think that was me.
No worries.
Good. Whoa. Okay, I got it now.
Good. And I put up another Siddharameshwar Maharaj contemplation on the YouTube channel too. Just silent contemplation where it's showing the words from Master of Self-Realization. So every so often when I'm reading through Master, because in the morning I'll read a little bit from Amrut Leo or Master of Self-Realization or something like that. And if it's like very striking, then I've started making like little video of it.
Okay. In French, I just found the selfless.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only one in French? Do you know?
I believe yes. I don't.
I got
think
another one, a small one. I got a small one too, really small.
Be with you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the French Ramakant Maharaj USA French version? Yes or no?
The book?
No. Here, let me show you this because
The link. Yeah. I print all this stuff. Yeah, I got all this stuff.
I mean, from his actual talks, he has talks where he's talking in English, but we went through and made them.
Yeah, I saw of them, yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, because there's all the Ramakant Maharaj USA videos.
Yeah.
They went through and they gave the Spanish captions. So I put Spanish captions on all the Spanish video. And then we did French and I put French on all those. And so they have Ramakant Maharaj Francais and then Espanol and USA, but it's all the USA talks.
Yeah.
So
that's good. Yeah, I saw them. Okay. I would just want to be sure if there are other book in French. I just saw them.
No, I don't think Ultimate Truth has been translated.
Okay. Very good. It's okay.
Guruji, John.
Yes.
What have something off my mind? What happens when it ends? When there's no more search? When there's no more body? When you know the absolute, or when you not know the absolute? What happens then? I mean, we know consciousness arises and then settles down back into the absolute. Okay, all this. What do you do now that you're bodiless, that you're formless? What happens? I know there is no next, but.
There's no change. I mean, what happens is just daily activity, daily life, spontaneous action in the moment. It's the same prior to knowing yourself. There was just this concept of this mind that interpreted all of the things as something and, you know, something that needed to be done or worried about or all this. And now that's not there. You know, it's just spontaneous action in the moment. And you're without form because you don't have a concept or a local identification. And yet when someone calls your name, you can respond. And, you know, if somebody says, hey, John, can you get me a cup of coffee? Okay, I go and get one cup of coffee. But I don't have to be something to go get the cup of coffee. I just have the utilization of this body form and go get the cup of coffee. And still, like, we went to meetings, and when I was at sessions, we went to meetings at 8:30 in the nighttime, and we'd go to dinner, and we'd have dinner, and the menu would come, and they would say, what would you like to eat? And I would pick something. I can't just say, well, I'm formless, and I'm just going to wait for the moment to arise spontaneously, and then something will magically manifest in front of me for food. But I won't actually be eating because I'm formless. So all this is just, you know yourself in a real sense, and now you just move about and enjoy this existence, knowing that it's just the same as dream, that none of this is true, that you, the formlessness, are kind of dreaming or imagining yourself with form, but you're formless. When the body form is no more, the imagining will cease, the knowingness will cease, but you will not cease.
Oh.
And then you ask, did I lose something? No. And what happens to the soul or whatever? Well, there's only one. It doesn't go anywhere. It never went anywhere, and it never divided or split. And there never was a sense of individuality other than the illusory sense of being in a body form. And when you're formless, body form is no more.
I have my life partner for the last 2 years. I have been at home basically, and I have another friend that I have seen a lot, my psychedelic friend, but I don't know if I hurt their feelings working off memory, you know, like you say, okay, grab me a cup of coffee. Sure, I know how to do that. My body has done that for 40 years. I can do, I don't know if I offend them. And I think I'm worried if I return to activity, I will offend people, you know, in a weird way. I remember Nisargadatta once said that, I think you mentioned it too, that his friends entered into the ashram, and until they touched him or called out his name, he didn't manifest. And I feel that way. I feel as if I'm not here, you know, but functioning, you know, I'm not in silence all the time, you know. But so I was just curious to see what another person in the cave feels like, you know, what another Yanni feels like, you know, just to relate, because I can't find relation anywhere, you know. I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but I feel like I've lost relations, even though I know everything is me, without a doubt. But I feel as if this body has lost relation to anything in this waking dream, you know, except for the waking. You know, I find peace when I'm alone, when at 3 a.m, when it's pure silence and all I hear is my heartbeat, and I try to go beyond the heartbeat. But I was just curious to see what you guys do, you know, to get over those moments. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, sessions was a very good example, because there was a mixture of all kinds of folks and we were doing all sorts of activities. And only one time did I sit and speak to some people because they were asking questions and such. And so I would speak about, you know, and they wanted to know basically, as all those who believe themselves to be a body and separate always want to know what happens when they leave the body. This is like the key thing. Because as long as you believe yourself to be a form, then there's a rationalization of, number one, my life had to mean something. And number two, what happens when I leave the body form? And once you know yourself in a real sense, these disappear. These are concepts only because of belief in being an individual and belief in being a body. When you know yourself in a real sense, this won't disturb your mind. Because as I mentioned there, I said, you understand that the mind is what gives you the sense of individuality. And by flowing along, you grab these thoughts. And that's what keeps you kind of in that imaginary limitation of being a body mind, because you're going along with the mind that's only giving you knowledge about this world outside of this body, rather than the knowingness, which is I'm formless. Thoughts are appearing within me. The body is appearing within me. Everything I'm experiencing is appearing within me. And yet I am totally not that, because the formlessness can never be form. Forms appear and disappear and appear and disappear, but you are not appearing and disappearing. And that was, and even the one lady, she said, you know, I felt those kind of things, that presence in meditation, and it's easier for people, and it's right. I think Maharaj has said this too. It's correct. If you believe yourself to be a body form, then the presence you're feeling should be your concept of God and should be worshipped as such. Because as long as you believe yourself to be separate, the worst thing you can do is just say, I am God. No, you are not God. You are an appearance within the God that you are. And that you are has been labeled God because of the body-based illusion and the need of the mind to label things. You are not a thing. There's no need to label. You are that. And this is why when you know yourself in a real sense, you'll no longer be offended by all these different religions and all the people saying, I believe this way and I believe that way. As Maharaj has said, we've been shown the whole elephant. The reason why people fight about religion and all this sort of thing is because they're the blind that's touched one part of the elephant, and they cling to that as correct. And everyone else must be incorrect, because they only see this one leg and they say the elephant is like this. But when you know yourself in a real sense, okay, you can say the elephant is like this. This is true. This is okay, also true. And in reality, none of it is true and none of it is false, because it's just an appearance. And so there's no struggling, no fighting with people, no trying to have this way or that way. Because anytime that you sit there and you say, I want things to go this way, you can absolutely know I have created the concept of being a form. And I have a desire that's arising for something that this form must have or must avoid. Because remember, the pain and pleasure principle comes into effect instantly if I am somebody else. And all the memories are then memories that this someone has experienced, even though it's just the body form going through. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you'll know that even the memories of, like you say, okay, well, how was it when you weren't this? Well, you were always this way. It was just this false belief and these concepts mixed in. I am somebody else in a world having experiences, having a life. And that's what Maharaj says. These are the wrong files. And the wrong files, the antivirus software for these wrong files to remove them is mantra.
Oh. Indeed. Okay.
And you don't gain or lose body relations unless you have the concept of being a body.
I just wanted to hear you talk, John. How you doing, Keith? All good?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good, good. Nice to hear you.
I did wake up today. I get these like flashes in the morning sometimes. It's like, and they guide me. They sort of like guide me to help drop my ideas that that come with believing that they're that I can know something or whatever, that I can know myself, you know, through the mind. And anyway, this morning the flash was just it was like a flash of nothing. They're so brief and subtle, kind of, that but it was nothing. It was like saying it's nothing, and then it guided my contemplation for the day of and then I try to, like, I guess my mind wants to interpret the nothing as being, and to connect with it or something, then I follow, you know, a sort of like a neti-neti type of process of trying to integrate that nothing and be the nothing, kind of. And but I don't know what that nothing is. It was there for a flash, and then I guess you know, it was nothing. I don't know. So
yeah, you are, and then the world is. The world is appearing to that you are. So in the morning, that's what Maharaj talks about. Just I without anything. Just the subtle sense of existence, which has been with you throughout the whole. You don't disappear. You know, when you go to sleep, you don't disappear, because of course, you know, you're dreaming, and that's that same you are formlessly creating a dream world and having a little dream and projecting all of this and projecting a little story that you believe in. Then you have the no-knowing state where you're in deep sleep and you do not know yourself. And yet then that same one that does not know itself is not sleeping. There's just a no-knowingness. And then that is to whom the waking appears. If that was not there, no waking could appear, because there would be nothing to whom the waking appears, and that you are. So in the first thing in the morning, you wake up and you just are, but you aren't anything. And if you can just kind of maintain that, by that's when mantra would be good. That's when just being with your own sense of self is good. And then the world begins, because see, there's an identification of I am somebody in a world. The world starts churning and the mind starts projecting. And then the quote day and life and the life of Keith happens. But these are all layers on your presence. World is a layer on your presence. That you are is formless. Now there's this layer of Keith, this layer of Keith in his body in a world. And then mind comes in. See, the mind can never think about you, because you are prior to the mind. The mind appears to you. You do not appear to the mind. The mind is a layer on your presence, and it comes along with the body, mind, ego, intellect. When you're formless, there will be no mind, because what can the mind say about formless you? Oh, you need to go to work. But you're not being fooled now. That's why we say it's like color TV and mind is projecting in black and white. And you're like, wait a minute, you're saying I need to worry about this and that, but it doesn't make sense anymore. So that's when the thoughts flow by and you don't entertain them or get jumped into them. And we talk about the river, same thing. You're standing on the bank of the river and the river's flowing, but you're not jumping in it. When you were in it, the current or the thoughts could carry you away. On the bank, it doesn't matter if the stream is very fast or slow or not moving at all. You're outside of it. It's only when you jump in. Because when you jump in, then you're kind of becoming one and flowing along with it. And that's the worst. You know, that's when you sit there and you say, oh, this is troubling me, and oh, I have anxiety, and oh, these things are bad or happening. When you're standing outside, it can be a fast moving river or a pond that never moves, and it does not affect you in any way, shape, or form.
But there's also the the attraction to, you know, you can look at it as problems, or you know, if you jump in a river, you're gonna have problems, but you could also jump in the river and think you're loving it.
Pleasure and pain. If you jump in the river, you automatically initiate pleasure and pain principle. If there's pleasure, pain will come, because there is a you experiencing these things outside of the, you know, outside of mind. Mind can present anything it wants to. This is when Maharaj says, good thoughts happen or bad thoughts happen. You choose which thoughts to accept, which thoughts to just ignore. You are the master of the mind. Mind is no longer your master because you're not jumping into it. You're remaining quite separate from the mind and all the thoughts.
Would you say you enjoy being present?
Your own existence, there's nothing more beautiful it's self-fulfilling. You're not having to grab things from outside. Think of all the things you grab from outside, like Maharaj says, money, publicity, sex, power, all these things will give you temporary painkillers, but can also, once again, pain and pleasure principle. Because if you're seeking power, there comes a point where there's only so much power. And then you're unhappy because you can't go further. And the same with sex. You can only have so much sex until then sex loses its kind of attractiveness. And if you put all your happiness into that, or you break up with your partner and all your happiness is in sex, then you have those people that run after them. Oh, please come back. Please, please, please. And all this kind of stuff. Because you become obsessed with the desire of wanting something outside of yourself to make yourself feel whole. Well, you're not whole. You're fully whole. You're ultimate truth. Nothing you need outside of your own self, because in reality, there is nothing outside of your own self. Everything is within you.
I'm finding that I can sometimes, I become consciousness itself, and that's the most beautiful thing. And
you don't actually become anything. Remember, once this kind of clicks that I do not move, I do not become, there's nothing.
And it's like pure enjoyment, though, without, you know, I just love it's, you can't help but love being that.
Because that's your natural state. And you're not trying to be anything else, nor are you disturbing that you are, with concepts and imaginations. It's only the imaginations and chasing them that causes the disturbance. That's why Maharaj says, you are disturbing the peace. Without this
the covering.
Yeah, without this concept of a you, there's just peace. And then you don't need to label the peace because you're not in body form where labels are required, because you're not using a mind that needs to label every feeling that comes along.
And Guruji Jan, we're not only talking about going, seeing a woman, going to a concert, doing some kind of entertainment. We're talking about the moment that you return from deep sleep, right before the I am, right before consciousness establishes itself like a individual form. We're talking about that, right? We're not talking about going out to a party. We're talking about waking up, quote unquote, waking up from the deep sleep and knowing, and the first thought being a mantra. I realize that I go to sleep and I try to catch deep sleep. I try to catch it 3 a.m. I'm dozing off and I continue the mantra, and I see myself stopping my mantra, and I remind myself, mantra, mantra. And I catch deep sleep and I find myself in a state of timelessness. And all of a sudden things happen. And all of a sudden my girlfriend tells me, you were snoring, you know, and instantly I'm back and mantra again. I don't allow the waking dream to be my entertainment. I think that that is what we should focus on, Keith. You know, not so much what's on TV, but just that coming back. I think there we can grasp it. You know, we can grasp what Guruji Jan is saying, what we are, you know. The, once we establish consciousness coming back from deep sleep, that's the cover. We cover ourselves, you know. And I think if we grasp onto to the deep sleep and the return from the deep sleep, I think that's where it is, you know. Talking about what Keith was mentioning when he comes back and instantly he says, oh, I am Keith. Oh, it's sunny outside. I think even saying that, you know, I tell my girlfriend, my life partner, even saying hello to her is a disturbance. Even blinking my eyes is a disturbance, you know. I think we should look at it that way, you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of it
something
is
for, something for Keith.
remaining with that sense of presence, because you are more subtle than the presence. Yeah. And yeah. From this position of remaining with presence, indeed. Then you are. You are that you are. You can't have attributes there. Presence has no attributes other than this subtle sense of existence. And you are more
subtle. And the attributes are memory.
No, this way, you're more subtle. And that's why we said in all things, it's like you're seeing through the presence, knowing that the entire world is projected on this presence and you're outside of it. You're nothing. And the more that's the black hole that sucks in all of everything. And you remain. There's no thought there. And Maharaj has said, if you want to, when you're going to sleep, mantra to sleep, this is good, because this mind will continue with this mantra and keep this breathing going and continue with mantra all the way through. Or read a little bit of spiritual books. You know, I think it was Siddharameshwara Maharaj who said, read some chapter of Das Bodh every day. And that's a good thing to do in the evening time. Read that mantra through the sleep, and then you'll see. Even eventually, your dreams will be about you speaking about the truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then you absolutely know that there's no master, no disciples, no any. It's all coming from your own self. And you will see in dream, oh, look at this. I'm speaking about the truth. Because it's so ingrained in you now. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. Body is not my identity. So even when I take a dream body, I don't get attached to this dream body as this is me. You're formless in dream. You're formless in waking state. You know yourself in a real sense. All these appearances come and go, and you remain. After all experience ends, there you are. Then this is very beautiful when you have a dream and you don't identify with the dream body, because it's so ingrained in you. I am formless. Even in dream, there's no identification. You may use the dream body, you may be speaking and all of this, but you are not. You have this conviction, whether in waking dream or sleeping dream, that you are that. Oh, so that I am that. I am not body. I was not.